Proclamation number 6736, dated the January 14th, 1957. Laborers for God's kingdom. Jesus Christ. Working for the kingdom of God is the most glorious task a human being can accomplish on earth, which will gain him maturity of soul and is also of greatest benefit from told beings. For only the spreading of God's word can enlighten the souls and lead them to me, to the Creator and Father of eternity. And therefore I will bless everyone who offers his service to me, and I will grant each person the strength to administer his position on earth correctly. Once he makes an effort to make me and my word accessible to people in the realization that this is necessary for their soul's salvation, he will be a true laborer in my vineyard. But this willingness to help humanity must predominate in him. He must not be impelled by selfish motives to accomplish work which then, instead of being spiritual work, would merely be a worldly task, even if it seemingly aims for spiritual gain. And I can truly judge who serves me or purely his own ego. And by this alone I judge the work of people who hold a spiritual position, and only by this. This should make you humans pause for thought, for then you will also understand that you can derive a blessing from all schools of thought if the willingness to serve me motivates a preacher to make my word known to his fellow human beings. In that case he will always receive my support as well, and I will guide his thinking correctly so that he will speak to people on my behalf. But then he will always only speak in accordance with the truth, because I myself will address people through him and I can only ever offer them truth. Humanity suffers immense spiritual hardship which can only be remedied by offering them my word. For my word is the light and strength which is lacking in people. My word teaches love, and light and strength only flow to people through loving activity. Thus people first need to be instructed through my gospel that they must live in love in order to mature in their souls. And every person is blessed by me who proclaims this divine teaching of love to people and, at the same time, refers them to the one who, out of love for humanity, suffered and died on the cross, to Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, in whom I embedded myself on earth. All people need to know about this greatest act of love and mercy and about Jesus, the man, in whose shell I myself accomplished this act. And my instruction for all who go into the world as my true disciples is to convey the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his divine teaching of love to their fellow human beings. And everyone who willingly fulfills this instruction out of love for me and his neighbor is a true servant for me. He is a laborer in my vineyard whose work will always be blessed. And if he opens his heart and ears to me, he will also always hear my directives within himself, be it through the audible word or through his feelings which impel him to speak and act according to my will. Each person who has totally handed himself over to me, who seeks to comply with my will, who has recognized me as the only desirable goal to strive for, is a faithful servant to me. For this servant will also establish an essential bond with me in order to serve me as a suitable tool, so as to make me and my kingdom accessible to people. And his deeds will always be blessed. Amen.